President Trump prods NATO.
They really stepped up their commitment.
Stormy Daniels arrested.
Her lawyer calls it a setup.
Papa John resigns.
John Schnatter was known as the face of the company for years.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump complained and coerced, and now he says he's gotten new commitments from NATO allies to spend more on defense. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy is in Brussels.
The president's rhetoric surrounding his demands for increased defense spending made the NATO allies so nervous, they dove into an emergency meeting here this morning. At a news conference afterward, the president acknowledged he talked tough.
I let them know that I was extremely unhappy with what was happening.
Out of the meeting, Mr. Trump claimed he secured a commitment from all of the partners to spend substantially more on their defense.
And now we're very happy.
Mr. Trump reiterated his commitment to the transatlantic alliance and said after this summit, NATO is stronger.
Much stronger than it was 2 days ago.
He called it a fantastic meeting, but the president clearly upset and unnerved America's allies. And there's still confusion about what the other NATO partners actually agreed to do. Leaving here, Mr. Trump said if they don't raise their defense spending, he'll be very unhappy. From here, the president heads to the UK, and my colleague Vicky Barker is live in London with more on that.
Air Force One expected to touch down at Stansted Airport outside the British capital this hour. Mr. Trump's flying into a storm of controversy over his recent lukewarm remarks about Prime Minister Theresa May and his warm praise for May's rival, former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson. The official welcome ceremonies at Blenheim Palace, birthplace of Winston Churchill. Tomorrow he'll have tea with the Queen at Windsor Castle and lunch with Theresa May at the Prime Ministerial Country Retreat, an itinerary designed to keep Mr. Trump as far away as possible from planned protests in London. More on those from CBS's Steve Futterman.
Many people here in London would prefer Donald Trump stay away, like this man.
Glad he's coming here? You wish he wasn't here?
I wish he wasn't. I wish he wasn't anything.
The major protests will come tomorrow here in Trafalgar Square, but there will be some protests today outside the Houses of Parliament and near the U.S. Embassy. Many people telling Donald Trump to go home. Steve Futterman, CBS News, London.
Well, there will be congressional testimony today in the Russia investigation from Peter Strzok, the FBI agent who was taken off the case after it was learned he sent anti-Trump texts to an FBI lawyer. Prepared remarks indicate he'll insist his work is not tainted by politics, and scrutiny over him is, quote, just another victory notch in Putin's belt. Correspondent Paula Reed has details on what a court filing from prosecutors reveals about life behind bars for former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort.
He not only has his own phone and computer and can email whoever he wants, he has a private sort of self-contained living area. And while this may not sound that sexy, he has access to all of his files, like just like he would at home. This is enormous. That's a huge perk, and that can really help you prepare for your case.
Manafort's trial is due to start in about 2 weeks. Stormy Daniels, the porn star in a court fight with President Trump over an alleged sexual encounter, was arrested last night at an Ohio strip club. CBS's Peter King.
The Columbus Police Report says Stormy Daniels touched patrons, including two officers, with her bare breasts during a performance last night. Daniels' attorney Michael Avenatti tells WBNS-TV it was a setup.
I have reason to believe that it was politically motivated. There's no question that these officers were undercover at that strip club. They knew that my client was going to be performing there, and I find this to be a complete waste of resources.
Daniels spent part of the night in a county jail but bonded out and is expected to face misdemeanor charges in court tomorrow.
For years, it was hard to watch an NFL game without seeing this guy.
Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
But Papa John lost his NFL deal earlier this year. Now he's resigned as chairman of the board of the company he founded. CBS's Bill Rakoff tells us why.
According to a report in Forbes magazine, John Schnatter not only used the N-word in a conference call with a marketing agency, but reflected on his days growing up in Indiana, where African Americans were dragged behind trucks to their death. Schnatter was apparently trying to downplay his comments last year about NFL players protesting the national anthem, but others on the call found his comments offensive. Schnatter issued a statement saying the report was true and he apologized for the remarks, he says, regardless of context.
Some new information's emerging about the 12 boys and their soccer coach rescued from a flooded cave. CBS's Anna Werner is in Thailand.
When the boys entered the cave, they each had a flashlight. They had one watch and one mobile phone with light until the batteries died. They were able to check the watch for the time for the first 3 days. They slept close together for warmth and took turns digging in the cave to try to redirect the water that had trapped them.
All 11 people survived a charter plane crash on an Alaskan mountain. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has more on the risky effort to get to the survivors.
Coast Guard pilot Joe Plunkett had been searching for an hour in deteriorating weather.
Desperately searching for somebody in the fog and rain.
When he and his crew spotted the plane's wreckage about 2,000 feet up Mount Jumbo.
Slowly, the plane kind of materializes.
The chopper lowered rescue swimmer Tony Puglia through clouds so thick the pilots couldn't see the ground.
Where this aircraft crashed, I think it was by the grace of God that the injuries weren't, like, incredibly severe.
With the weather getting worse, the Coast Guard crew decided to rescue everyone at once.
We had about 5 minutes to get out of there. We were very, very low on fuel.
You guys weren't worried?
We were sweating for the whole time.
Well, the government's reopened its investigation into the 1955 killing of black teenager Emmett Till in Mississippi. It follows a book that said a white woman admitted she wasn't truthful when she testified Till grabbed her and whistled at her in a store. Two white men were acquitted in the death but later confessed. Twitter says it's moving to get rid of bogus or suspicious accounts. CBS News contributor Nicholas Thompson.
They're both purging fake accounts, and they're also removing accounts that have been locked that they think are no longer controlled by real users. So what it means is that your follower account is more accurately going to reflect the number of active, real humans on Twitter who follow you.
The Navy now says ponytails and other hairstyles are now in for women in uniform. Women have complained about hair restrictions for years. Forecasters say Hurricane Chris is weakened a bit as it heads toward Canada. The storm is having some effect along the East Coast.
Even though Hurricane Chris is far out to sea and won't threaten the U.S., it is generating rough surf and dangerous rip currents from North Carolina's Outer Banks north to the coast of New England. Authorities, including Tom Coughlin, are urging people to stay out of the choppy water.
I think people tend to not understand how much of a risk it really is.
Coastal flood advisories are posted along the New Jersey coast. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Ocean City, Maryland.
An altered American flag has been removed from an art display at the University of Kansas. The state's governor and other top Republicans complained it was disrespectful. The flag included a black and white sock and was billed as a way to encourage discussion on the current political climate. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.